Father, we are thanking you once again for everything. For this afternoon, every ministry that, Lord, you have given to us today, hallelujah. Each one of them, what has been said, what has been declared, what has been decreed, we thank you because you love us. Yes. And so your spirit will take anything, anyone to speak to us. So that we will continue in strength. We will continue to prepare. We will continue to trust. We will continue to look up unto you and be thankful. Hallelujah. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for everything that, Lord, you have done and you continue to do. I thank you for those who are here, those online, those who are far away. We thank you for all the things that is going on. And so, Lord, as we are here, we pray, may your word be received. May the word of life be received so that, Lord, we will see your glory in our personal life. That we will be able to capture, we will be able to stand, we will be able to fight a good fight of faith. So that every day in our life, we will prepare ourselves for the day that is ahead of us. This is the reason why we are here. To receive instructions. To receive warning. To receive directions. To receive revelation. So that we can fight. So that we can stand. Yes. May your name be glorified. Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. May you yourself through the throne of grace speak to every heart. The one that heart is discouraged. The one that heart is despair. The one that is going through. The one that is confused. The one that is sick. Father God, you are able to do all things. And so as we humble ourselves, those who are not here, those who are sick, those who are supposed to be here and they are not here, we bring all of them. And we bring their prayer request before you and we stand in the gap and we pray for them. Touch. Touch our bodies. Touch our infirmities. Touch our sicknesses. Yes, break every chain of the enemy against our life daily. Break every challenge. Destroy unseen forces, unseen hands that working against children of God in the kingdom. Father, we declare the blood of Jesus. Those who are sick in the hospital. Those who are sick in the homes. Yes. Lord, we commit them all into the power of your hands. Our little ones into your hands. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing. And we thank you for bringing us through November almost to the end. It's by your grace. It's by your love. Thank you. We thank you with our hearts. We thank you. We appreciate you greatly for what you have done individually as a church, as a corporate body, and as individual. We thank you, Lord. May you take charge, Holy Spirit, and take control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
God is so good that the Bible says he gave his only begotten son. He gave. God gave out of the deepest of his heart. Innermost emotion out of God. He gave his son. He gave his son and give him to the whole world. We don't sincerely, the world does not understand God. Even Christians, many don't even understand God. If really we understand the love of God, we will not sit home. How can you say you love a man and a man is Sunday that is in the house? Sunday maybe is off duty, or a woman off duty on Sunday or Saturday, and you express yourself so much that you love, you talking about love, and you never go to see your lover. Oh, can I hear amen? Let me tell you, we all will pass and go without knowing nothing about love if we don't take care. Love has been turned upside down. In fact, when according to statistics, when you look at even families, Christian families, the love that is operating in each home is not even up to 60%. But that 60%, you have to share among two of them. So that means me get 30% and mama get 30%. Oh, can I hear amen? The love of God. Last week, Paul showed us the attribute of love. And when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we read a lot. The attribute. The action. The way of love, the power of love. And it's more like we are on a scale balancing ourselves. Do I have enough love that I'm giving out, or I don't have at all? I'm going today to talk about the real love of God. Not our love. When we talk about love, let me tell you, many have different understanding of love. Even Christians and family. Some of us, our love is, you give me, I give you. You do me good, I do you good. We have that love there too. You do me bad, I do you bad. You take care of me, I also will take care of you. If you give me, I also give you. In fact, when there is a real love at home and in a marriage, excuse me to say, if there is a little misunderstanding, A wife don't put on jeans. Tied one in the night. You don't know what is going on in our rooms, eh? Many things go on in our rooms, in our lives. If you don't have the love of God, you will operate different. But let me say, let me make this correction. Sometimes we think when we have love of God and we have forgiving heart, when we have a love of God and we have the patient, when we have the love of God and we have the respect, when we have the love of God and we have the soberness of heart and the humility, does not mean we are stupid. But some people think so. And some people agree. You have to understand. Listen, the word of God is a word that really sharpens your eyes, sharpens your brain. That's why God talks about wisdom. Wisdom. And knowledge. And understanding. They are all attributes of love of God to us. To operate. To keep. To protect. To guide. And to act. You don't see that anybody come in the sake of love and come and tell you anything. Lie give you and then you swallow it. That's why the Lord speaks to us and says, speak truth to one another. Amen. In love. Amen. Do you know that many a time some people, when you tell them the truth, they get angry because they say you don't love them? You see afar and see what is happening and what is coming. And you will talk to a brother, a sister. Just to watch out. Just to be careful. Just to alert and look out. He will go to another friend and say, look at what. He say he's my friend. Look at what he's telling me. And so we perceive and we receive so many things and call it love and hatred and mix all this together. But today I just want to make it some things clear what according to the word of God. We can always understand in the area of God's word. Inside the word of God. Inside. There is nothing that you can't get it inside from the word of God. Can I hear amen? Can I hear amen? Please give me 1 John chapter 3. I'm talking about the love of God that will help you and me to prepare ourselves towards our life. The end now, look at what is going on. We don't know what is going to happen. And so all these things, the words that are coming forth here and there, is all God saying to prepare us, to help us to understand. Can I hear amen? So that our life can be meaningful. There are many of us sometimes, the whole world lies in wait for liars to get hold of us. Politicians are lying to us. Teachers are lying. Even nowadays, doctors and nurses that are supposed to really give life, they are lying to us. Especially when this COVID came. Some get money, and then they were doing their own thing. Can I hear amen? Amen. 1 John chapter 3, please. Where is it? 1 John. Are you just talking because all what God is saying to us is get yourself prepared. Get yourself prepared. Prepared. Not just the coming of the Lord alone, but prepare for life. Keep on preparing for life. And prepare for the coming of the Lord and prepare yourself to exit on this earth. Exit on this earth. We came in, but we are exiting one by one. And we need to prepare ourselves. And the love of God will help us to prepare the journey. So that we will reach where God wants us to be. Can I hear amen? And so love is not just what people talk sometimes, excuse my language, sometimes when every day when you love your wife in bed, that's why some women think you love them. It's not like that, please. Some man will not sleep the whole week and still he don't even love you. He's just giving you something. Can I hear amen? Amen? So that's why we say love is not about anything about that. It's part of life, relationship, comfort. It's God that gave all. But love is a deeper, deeper, more in a heart that gives out good measures that love has inside. Gives the attribute to every person. Love is a gift, a powerful gift, a wonderful gift. A lovely gift from a lovely father that he gives to his children, all mankind, so that we can use that love. Because he says, where even there is love, so much of love, even sin cannot be found. Can I hear amen? Hear what the prophet and the apostles of Jesus Christ, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. This is the definition of love. This is the definition of God's love. We're not talking about man love here. Man love can be very, very dangerous. If sometimes when men are loving you and loving you, be careful. They have something behind. Do you know that sometimes they can show love to people and lead them to go and kill them? Am I saying the truth? I remember I was watching a documentary, and a man really has prepared in the house where to kill the wife that day. He went to the basement. He has put everything in place. A lovely wife just came out from work, threw the bag, the purse in the sofa, jump, hug husband. Come and see kisses everywhere. Chasing one another in the kitchen. The way the man was showing love to the wife that evening, he ended up gradually carrying the woman in the basement and kill. Let me tell you honestly, man love is dangerous sometimes. I'm not saying everybody, oh. I'm not saying everybody. Some. Those in Africa, sometimes when you find a woman and you have something in your pocket and it's good, and they want to tell you bulu bulu, that's the time they will cook the best food for you. And that's the time when you come home, you'll find your food ready. That's the time when you love Guinness. You people have Guinness over there? We call it stout or something like that. And they will put it in the fridge. And when they put the food and they put the Guinness, you see the Guinness sweating, rolling with water because it's chill and good. That lovely food, so-called, that they said they have prepared, there is poison. And so my love, excuse me, sometimes. It is only the love of God. It is only the love of God that is genuine. Before your wife even can love you, before your husband can love you, if they don't have the love of God, they can't even love you. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. If people are not respecting you, please forget about them. If people are not receiving you because you have the love of God in you, why do you have to fight over them? The Bible says, for God loved us. Why? He bestowed his love upon us. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we should be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see what? See him as he is. And so all this love that God has bestowed upon us is to prepare every man for the appearing of Jesus Christ. The love we're talking about is not about sex at all. It's not about money at all. It's not about food. The love of God, he says, because God is, Jesus is going to appear one day. And so he is preparing us. He has given us Christ. He has given us Jesus. He in that realm of love, he has given us the compassion. Unconditional. His love is unconditional. Man's love works on condition. Man's love, it works on condition. If you give me this, I give you that. If you don't buy it for me, you don't get it in the night. When you don't cook on time, I also don't give in time. Men have set our own rules and set our conditions. Because thank God for the love of God. And so when you are here hearing and me hearing and you are refusing the love of God, you are refusing. You are refusing Christ. It's so sad how people immediately they get mad, they kick everybody out. Or they are alive. Simple because they get a man. Or simple because they get a woman. I am married. Keep your distance. My status have changed. Keep your distance. Can I hear amen? I have seen many young people, whenever they get married, they don't want to respect their mother again. And they don't want to even respect their father again. Because the marriage is their God. The man is their God. It's not our fault. Because we think so much in the flesh. And as I said, many people, so men come to deceive. Because when they are doing that, you think they love you. They will make you kick your father, kick your mother, kick everything. So that they can get control. Can I get amen? You young ones that are here, that God grace, your mother's struggling, your father's struggling, they're with the love of God, they're loving you, they are doing everything for you. Listen, when you get married, don't throw your mother away. Don't throw your father away. Appreciate them. It's so amazing you have a child, you give birth to a child, and you sometimes, some single parents, those days single, how they will suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer to bring that child up. And when that child find this man, nowhere, mister, nowhere. They will kick the man, their father and mother. And trust me, if you do that, your marriage is not going to go anywhere. And the man, you will go not see the true color of that man. It's so sad it happens, but it's something we need to talk about. Because, you know, with all these things we are hearing coming in the morning, every song, everything, it's just speaking to us. If nothing is being changed, it can never be fixed. Amen. If nothing being changed, it will still stay the same. If this big door over there, we all forget and never lock it. Thank God nobody maybe may enter here. But let me tell you, next Sunday when we come, this door will still be unlocked. So we receive the word of God so that we can do something about our life, about the condition, about the situation, about whatever is going on, about what we are seeing. We need to do something. When we don't do so anything, the Bible says the appearance of Jesus Christ that will tell us ourselves, we will know ourselves that we never prepared for his appearance. If we never do anything, and the appearing of the Lord, that through that appearing that God has bring his love, show his love, slaughter his own son because of sin. Your sin, my sin. And give us that love of Jesus Christ that we must accept our Lord, the Savior, Redeemer. Because all of us, we have sinned. Every one of us. The prophet one day said something. He said, God spoke to him and he said, listen, these people think they are so righteous, but their goodness is filthy at rat. We all have sinned. And there is only one way to come out of it is to receive Christ. It is through Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Can I hear amen? In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, we're talking about the love of Christ. And so if you are here, wherever you are listening, online, you are listening to me, listen, do not sit down and say, oh, the love of Christ is not about religion. The love of Christ is not about anybody. The love of Christ is about Jesus and his kingdom. Can I hear amen? Amen. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ did what? And if you are here, you say you don't want to accept Christ. You are here, you don't want to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. You're talking about different things. You don't want to build a relationship between Christ. No matter how it is, people, we talk about so much, and people still want to grab and hold to religion. Religion is a killer. It's about relationship, about the love, the powerful love of Jesus, of God, that sent his son, that he would die to rescue us. Because why? Every one of us is under condemnation. It's not about religion, please. If you sit down and you base your faith in religion, you will die without seeing Christ. He says, but God commanded his love towards us. Why? Because he knew sin was going to kill us. He knew sin was going to condemn us. He knew sin was not allowing us to see the glory of the power of God. that sin is going to be a canker worm in our lives and eat us up. So that's why the Lord, when he saw it, he gave his son. He said, son, all these people are under condemnation. So that's why Paul says it in Romans. He says, there is no condemnation for them that are what? In Christ Jesus. No condemnation. And so if you sit down and you are full of religion, there is condemnation around your neck. And it's going to drown you. Can I hear amen? Church, can I hear amen? It's about Christ. It's about Jesus. It's about his love towards us, not what anybody have done. It's not about whatever nobody have done. It's about Jesus himself that saw us, that we have been condemned to death. And it is only Christ that can save us and bring us up. We are in prison. Man are in prison. Look around and look at what is going on. Man is forget about the suit we are wearing on the street. Forget about the cars that we are parking on the roadside. Forget about the cars that sometimes they'll go carry there and park it there for people to see. Some, it has old car, but they have maintained it. Listen, men are not free and we are under condemnation. No matter what you are riding, you can buy an aeroplane. If you have not received Christ as your Savior, you have nothing. And whatever you get is nothing. Worthless. The love we are talking about is a true love from a true Father. A merciful Father. It's about him. And so if you are here and you are receiving him, please get assured. Get the hope. You have hope. And your hope is in Christ. Get tired for him. As Mama was saying all this morning. In fact, we need to listen, church. If we don't change towards God, the way we are treating God, it's the same way God will treat us. Sometimes people think that, oh, God is so good. Oh, God is so merciful. Oh, God is this. Oh, God is that. And then we will treat God anyhow. Can you even treat man anyhow and get away with it? Paul says, it is so fearful to fall into the hands of God. You are in a city, God has his house. You're supposed to come to the house of God. You are not sick. Or something so tight, really, really, really tightening you not to come out. But you just, anything, anyhow, you make excuse. And God must agree with you. You are not serving God. The truth, everything, even some people that really harassing you not to come to church, if they say they will visit you, you will stop going to church and meet them because they are so important. Because if God has given his son to let him die on the cross of Calvary, The Bible says Jesus, the spear, there are 27 places of his body that blood gushed out. 7 parts of Jesus' body. A God who came into the flesh, who did nothing. No wrong. He never take nobody wife. He never see nobody thing. And he have suffered to die to take your contamination away and give you righteousness for his name's sake. And give you life. He came to give us life abundantly. And you are still refusing Jesus. You are still making excuses. You are still hearing people, listening to people. Now you say, what church, by the way, you say you are going nowadays? What church? What church? House of prayer? House of prayer. What church is that? I have heard so much about this church. And you go there? And are you happy? Listen. Everyone that's serving God, that have found Christ, you find Christ because God has found you. And he have signed a place where you can worship to receive instructions, receive guidance, receive encouragement. We hear people testify and they say, because I was like this and this happened, and thank God for your prayers, thank God. That's all about the church. Taking care of ourselves, supporting, helping, encouraging. When even it is too bad, we still encourage. Amen. When even people still disrespect us, we are still encouraging. Amen. Respect or no respect? They never respected Jesus Christ. He that never sinned. He laid his life. They crucified him. They beat him up. They carry a wooden cross. And they tell him to carry it. Because they are going to nail him right on top of it. And so they say, carry it! And a whole heavy cross at his back, with a thorn in his head, with beatings because of you and me. And you sit here and give an excuse? Because of something that will not even last? Do you know that many people will cry out and cry out and cry out for marriage the moment they're married? No Jesus anymore. The Bible says he died because of our sins. He died to take away our reproach. He died to take away our shame. He died to take away our weaknesses. The guilt that is hanging over everybody. Do not sit down, and when it comes to Jesus Christ, then you think you're serving somebody. You are doing little thing for Christ. Look at how he have died for you. Look at how he have seen you through. Many of us come to this country. I hear Mama always say, we came empty-handed. Now when even Sundays, even to wear your dress, you don't know what to choose. And people can't even thank God. that when they come in the midst of God's people to worship, all they are doing is talking and discouraging and giving excuse. Why this? This one said this, so I am not going there. This one said that. Hey! What God have done for you. What God have done for you and me. Church, we better do good. We better change. I'm telling you, sometimes it's very disheartened that all these things keep going on and going on. But you know what? The Bible says anyone that would truly want to serve the true and the living God, they will be hated everywhere. They will mock you. Everything that Jesus received, you too will receive it. They will mock you. They will lie on you. They will say all kinds of things against you. But you have to look up to the cross. You have to keep your focus on the Lord, because listen, it is all about the appearing of Jesus. When it happened like that, let me tell you, you will forget those who even speak to your ears. By that time, they will be coming, running, and looking for you. Look at what is going on. What is going to happen? And then you will tell them, you sit and see and wait. And you that will say you sit and wait to somebody, you have prepared yourself and served God to the best of your ability. Children of God, as long as we came in this world one day, we will live one day. But we have to really be an obedient unto the word of the Lord and appreciate his love, and also take the time that he has given to you and serve God. Some people don't, they themselves, they don't even have time for themselves. They have a lot of agenda, busy. As Mama was saying this morning, those days some people can go to the nightclub on Friday and they will come home 6 o'clock. They will dance until they will sweat and sweat and sweat. And when they dance, they dance, they dance. Sometimes they get some demon man that will carry them away too. And go and give them what they call, what is love. And so they give them love, they won't give you even a kobo. And you come home hungry. But it does not bother them. But when they come in an arena where God fire is burning, when they come into the arena where God's spirit is doing the work, when they come into an arena where God is reaching out to them, when they come into the arena of God where God is speaking to them and guide them, they don't want to listen. The messenger becomes an enemy. The messenger of Christ becomes an enemy. And if you don't receive the love of Christ in you, if you don't get it, gradually you are disrespect. God will take a hands of you and just leave you. Do you know why many people, the children of Israel, walk around the mountains for 40 years, murmuring and complaining?
to sum everything they complain. Everything is wrong. Everything to them is a problem. You don't have problems. Somebody get problem. You know, we need to change. We need to straighten up some things and let ourselves get a clear word of God, what God says. And don't deceive, and I don't deceive myself. Take courage. Work strong. Finish hard. Because Jesus says, it's not those who says, God, 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 Jesus, 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 Lord, 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 that can even go into my Father's house. Yes, make it plain. So why make you somebody deceive you? Amen. And then you listening to garbage. Amen. And fill your heart with garbage. If there is anything, there is a right way to do it. Handle it the right way. Handle it in the word of God. Stay in the word of God so that you will not be contaminated. There are many people that love God, but people have been speaking to them and speaking to them and speaking to them and speaking to them, and now they can't even love God anymore. Because what it does is that Satan does is that Satan can give you everything that is going wrong, but he will never tell you what is going right. But sometimes Christians forget that. Say Jesus, God himself said, Jesus said, the accuser of the brethren, Satan, is the accuser. And so if people come to you always accusing and accusing and accusing, you have to remember he's one of them. It does not matter what they wear. It does not matter what position they are. The love of God is so powerful. And it's all about the appearing, but God commanded his love towards us, towards you, towards me. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ came and died for us. That is his love. That is his love. Unconditioned. Powerful love. Real love. A love that you could trust. A love that you can depend on it. When man can't love, don't blame us. Because by the way, men never love from the beginning. We have the love of Christ because of Jesus. It's God that give, even when I hear many will say, oh, thank God for my husband. Oh, yes, it is true. Because he has the love of God. The love of God is in him. Oh, thank God for my wife. Oh, it's because the love of Christ is in her. The family, let me tell you, a family without Christ, the family without the love of God, I'm telling you, is so dangerous. Tearing one another. Biting one another. Cursing one another. And God expects us also to love one another. Love one another. Love one another. No matter what it is, we must love one another with the love of God. Not the love of a man. Love one another. First John 4. It talks about the love there too. From 7. Okay. What does he say? He said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." And so, when people they don't love, you have to understand they don't have God. But the sad thing is that when you know God and you don't love, that's where the sadness is. He says, "Beloved, let us love be one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." Verse 8, and he said, "He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is what?" It's love. It's love. God is love. Complaining is not love. Fighting is not love. Blickling or whatever they call it, it's not love. Accusing is not love. "He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love." Verse 18. Okay, let's jump to verse 18. Now we're talking about, I tell you, you go love like butter. He said, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." There are some people, even when it comes to love, when a man or somebody tell them they love them, they are afraid of them. They are afraid of the man. That's why when you go through some things, when you go through abuse from men or a woman, you got to pray to receive the love of Christ. The love of God deep inside, forgiveness. Go strong, forgiveness, strong. That you would tell God to help you and change your heart and your mind and emotions. Because let me tell you, if it is not changed, you are going to, they can give you 15 men in 3 years. And your attitude towards them because of what someone have done will kick out all the men out of your life. If something is not from God, who is it from? It's from Satan, the devil. If something is not from God, it's from the devil. Bible says every good thing do what? Comes from above. Let's read 19:20. And he says, "We love him because he first did what? Love us." If a man say, "I love God," and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he had not? Listen, loving the church, loving the body, loving mankind, and Paul make it especially, he says, especially those that serve you. Those that serve, they stand to serve you. Love them and respect them. Here, many people don't know. Listen, your prayer can lock up. When you don't open your heart and love the body as God says, one thing I love God is that you may say you love me, but you don't. I may not know. But God knows every step, every motive, every action. Sometimes people, sometimes you're talking to someone, the way they will talk to you, they have you in mind, but you don't know. Except when Christ's spirit is in you, you know what is here. But if you keep those things in you, you are wasting your time. It's a time wasting. The Bible says you are a liar. You pretend you love somebody and you don't love. And some people are so protective, they can pretend and do some things that you can use computer in the whole wide world and you know it. They can act. Let's get rid of all this hatred in our hearts. If somebody does something you don't like it, oh, call the person. Don't even know, no need to even call on the phone. Face to face. My dear sister, this is what you said. Sometimes you may say some things that you are not even aware that you have offended your sister or your brother. And sometimes somebody may accuse you without even you don't even know nothing about what they are talking about. Your mind is not there. Oh, can I hear amen? I was sharing with you some time ago. I have just finished preaching, and then I get down here, and passing right here, one of my daughters right there, I greeted her that time, and then he said, Pastor, I don't like what you are doing. In fact, you have not been treating me fairly on that. And I allowed her to talk. I said, what have I done? I said, you always pass here, and I will be sitting. You will greet everybody, and you will not greet me. I said, oh, God. I don't even know. You see, sometimes when I finish and I have something in mind, it's like I don't want to, when I talk, I will forget it. So sometimes when I'm passing, I want to go and do what I want to do. And sometimes I may watch somebody and may not say hi. That does not mean deliberately, no. But I was so happy and so joyful. I said, sister, let's sit down. And I allowed her to pour her heart. And he said, I forgive you. I say thank you. This is how it's supposed. I am not angry because he has challenged me. I am not angry because he sees what probably is a constant thing that I am deliberately doing it. I accepted it. And I did apologize. I did not justify nothing. Who am I to justify who I am? It's by grace I'm here. Everybody, sometimes I feel so good when even the old people call me Papa. It's like my head go bonkers. If God has given me such a grace, do I have to walk over people? Do I have to walk over people? No. We have to respect no matter what opinions we have. When we respect the anointing, we do great things. Don't pretend that you love when you don't have 1 ounce of love in you. When you're angry, let them know you're angry. Let them know. But don't sin. Don't keep no malice. Don't let sun go down of your anger. You say, get angry, but don't sin. You have every right to discuss with anybody that has wronged you. Give them opportunity. Let them express themselves. When they receive, and then they say, oh, I am so sorry. It ends everything. Can I hear amen? Amen? Children of God, can I hear amen? Amen? The love of God is very important. You know what? Me, most of the time, I don't really worry too much because people are few. The church is not full. Well, it's better we are few and we understand and we believe the word of God and we trust God. Not everybody will come to a house of prayer. But whatever you are hearing and I'm hearing is the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's why God loved us and gave us his son. That's the message. Don't be an hypocrite. If you secretly, you don't like people, it will affect your family. Some people are praying and even their children are not coming in. Some people are praying and doors are not happy. Listen, listen. Because you have something behind that is blocking your prayers. The Bible says Jesus knows every heart. Sometimes you may be wrong. In the sight of God, God says you are right. Sometimes they may say you are right. And in the sight of God, you are wrong. So whatever it is, just be sincere with yourself. And when someone does something and they say they are sorry, please release them from your heart. Can I hear amen? Amen. It's a very powerful, powerful thing. And we bless God of his love. God has commanded. You see, if you love God, you say you love God and hated your brother, your niece, your sibling, you are this, you are that. He says you are a liar. So you have to go home as you are in the car and pray. And pray. If your love is not true, genuine, then ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. And God will forgive you. And these commandments have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Listen, do not let anybody, we're not talking about church brothers alone. We are not talking about church sisters alone. We are family. Some people, they are become murderers in their homes, hating everybody, cursing everybody. In the workplace, sometimes you go to work, you're looking for your daily bread, you go and meet one of them. And you have not done them absolutely nothing. You hear what is going on? Maybe he's sick and they didn't know. Yeah, because if you don't sick, you can't do that. Please stand on your feet. I want everybody to stand. Hallelujah. I want everybody to stand on their feet if you are not having problem with your legs. Can I hear amen? Children of God, can I hear amen? Amen. Receive the love of Christ. Amen. Receive the love of God. Amen.